Plans to build a new pier for Coast Guard vessels at the Navy's base in Bangor will be put on hold. A story in the Kitsap Sun reports that the nearly $89 million to build the pier and maintenance facility has been diverted to help build President Trump's wall along the southern border. Members of Washington's congressional delegation have decried the move, including Democratic Congressman Derek Kilmer, whose district includes that Navy facility. He's on the line. Congressman Kilmer, thanks for talking.
Good to be with you.
Let's begin with the project itself. This is for Coast Guard vessels at the Navy base, where the U.S. keeps eight, as I understand it, Trident ballistic missile submarines.
The project includes the construction of a pier that supports what's called the Maritime Force Protection Unit, which basically protects the submarines and their crew on their way to and from the base. You know, this is a project that the Navy has said it has needed. It's a project that has the potential to create jobs and spur some economic growth, but most importantly, support some critical missions that protect our country.
This is part of a handful of projects around the nation and world, military projects that were unfunded. The Pentagon says they're not being canceled, but rather deferred. What do you hear when you hear the word deferred?
There's 127 military construction projects to the tune of about $3.6 billion. And without funding for it, the project's not going to happen. You know, a deferral at this point basically pulls away the money from the project. You may have seen a statement out of the military construction appropriations chair who said, we're not going to backfill these projects. If these funds are stolen, Congress is not going to support seeing that money backfilled. And I think that's a concern for us from a national security standpoint and from the needs of the submarine base.
I want to ask you a little bit about congressional reaction to this move, because, of course, there are other states that are affected. Alaska Public Media, for example, is reporting that Alaska will lose a little more than $100 million in military construction money. One of their senators, Republican Dan Sullivan, says the move was necessary. So how are you sensing the reaction within the halls of Congress to this step?
Well, most of the feedback I've heard has been very negative about this, because these are investments that have been identified by the Department of Defense as important to our national security. This is about, you know, what do our men and women in uniform need and deserve? And listen, bottom line, without this project, we degrade our ability to protect the ballistic missile submarines when they transit in and out of our bases. And these are submarines that carry nuclear weapons and are critical to our national security. And obviously, the specific projects are of concern. The precedent is perhaps even more concerning. You know, within our Constitution, the appropriations process is not one where a president can just unilaterally steal money from one thing and fund something else. The power of the purse is vested in Congress. And we've seen a situation where Congress considered funding for the president's proposed border wall and rejected it. And in fact, when Republicans were in the majority in Congress, they rejected it. And now, unilaterally, the president has chosen to pull this funding. And I think that's very concerning.
You are on the House Appropriations Committee, including the Subcommittee on Defense. Is the administration's move the final word on this funding?
I think we'll see. The House comes back into session next week. I think you're going to see a lot of attention paid to this move, and I've already and will continue to express my disapproval of this to our Secretary of the Navy, to the Secretary of Defense directly, and we'll look at what avenues we have, both from the standpoint of legislation and even potentially other means.
Congressman Derek Kilmer, thank you for your time.
You bet.
He's a Democrat from Gig Harbor. His district includes the Navy base at Bangor, which lost nearly $89 million in funding for a new pier and maintenance facility. The Trump administration is redirecting that money for construction of the wall along the southern border.